baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
Better make your ass come off top.
I'ma speak to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cat, chilling at G's on Tuesday night. Inconspicuous by his absence of all the time. So, your boy on here flying solo tonight. So, y'all know how we do it. We're going to kick back, relax, have a little fun, you know, like we always do about this time, especially on a Tuesday. Y'all know it's open forum. We get to say what we want, do what we want, act how we want. And hey, tonight's the night because he ain't here, so I ain't got to worry about getting interrupted. So check this out. We're going to hit a commercial, and we'll be right back. Check this out.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, right, this your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter?
Don't lie to me. I'll beat you.
Then come on over to
Sin City Radio Show back home.
Where you can talk to whoever you want, you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
Sin City Radio Show back home.
Facebook.
Your mother. That's why I'm fucking your friend, bitch.
Knew it. I knew it. That's why I'm on my Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, well, wait a minute. Oh, I'm hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
That's right, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all know, get on, log in, create a page. Hey, you know what we do? We get down on it. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I ain't know y'all. He didn't bail out. It's just me.
Oh, it's just you. He
didn't
bail out.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk bad about him. Called 10 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't even 10 minutes. 8 minutes before the show.
Oh wow.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna be able to make it. I'm like, really? You know, so y'all get all the time. Fall time gets a big fuck you for tonight. I'm like, fuck it.
Oh,
you know. I know, right? Like, really? How the fuck do you just up and leave? You just up and leave. Hey, I ain't gonna make it. I mean, I'm sure they get Tom Joyner more than a 10 minute notice.
Exactly.
I know Jay Anthony Brown give him more than 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, hell. And this is supposed to have been his show tonight. He's supposed to have been running it. He got all the topics. Oh, man, we're going to do this. I ain't told me no topics, but now he just.
He didn't give you none of the topics?
None of them. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. So how was your weekend? So how was your weekend? Well, I guess I could ask how was your holiday, how's your weekend, and everything. You know, we know Thanksgiving just passed.
Thanksgiving, I had to work, but that was all right. I got that double time. But my weekend was beautiful, wonderful. And, you know, we went to a jacuzzi suite, got in the jacuzzi, hot tub, and the pool.
Okay.
So I was trying to relax this weekend.
That's what motherfuckers need. I'm just what a motherfucker need. Now, I don't well, I thought it was, but hell, I don't even know now. I was assumed that Father Time would be in town this weekend. I don't know now.
Hell no, I hope he ain't gonna call you 10 minutes before he's supposed to be here.
Right. I ain't gonna make it though.
I ain't gonna be here.
I ain't gonna be here, man. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
all right. I mean, since he ain't here, we can hit intimate details. What happened?
Oh, well,
you know, we ain't got you ain't got to hear no. Wait a minute, hold on.
Well, you know, we got in the jacuzzi. I put some little bubbles in there. You know, I mean, I put a lot of bubbles, so those bubbles was outrageous. And just, you know, relax. He was rubbing my feet. And, of course, you know, when we got out, we was all relaxed. So, you know, I had to relax a little more and, you know, rub them down, you know, lick the ass, did all that. You know.
Sweet. Lord have mercy. Father help us all.
Yeah. I'm dangerous when it comes to licking in the ass. Yes. And, of course, he digged me down after that. It was so lovely. Just so lovely. I just squirted all over the bed. I don't know if it was his dick, but then all the, them bubbles were probably. Because I squirted all over that mattress.
So, okay, now let me ask you, when you do that, do you call in for room service? Do you be like, oh, fuck it, we don't even come up in here. Just leave us alone.
I didn't even want to be bothered with them, so, no, I did not call for you talking about the come clean, like, the sheets and stuff?
Yeah, like, we changed the sheets and all that.
Oh, no. Nah. They picked up them sheets. I had to wait till I leave for them to come in there and pick up them sheets. They were like, bitch. The fuck is all
I am not touching those.
See, that's why I can't work in that industry. Can't be cleaning roads. They probably found all types of fluids.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't work at a hotel. Ain't no telling what the fuck you find coming out there.
Exactly.
See, now, I don't know. I'm gonna tell you, not to be homophobic or nothing like that, but I'm not changing them sheets. Two men come walking up out of there. I'm not. You say what?
Because two men come out the room together, you're not going to change the sheets.
I'm not changing the sheets. I'm going to have to call Luis.
Louise.
Yeah, you know that everybody. Let me stop. Well, you know what? Fuck that. You know everybody got that one little Mexican that work at the hotel, Louisa.
Louisa. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
See, senor, see? Hey, can you come change these sheets?
I'm not doing it.
I'm serious. I can't.
Well, somebody got to do what they have to be done.
Okay, I do enough with the job that I do already, so shit. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. I'm a maintenance person. I mean, you know, when I'm not tearing down the airwaves and being wherever now, you know, I'm like Superman and Clark Kent. I got my secret disguise, which is the maintenance worker. You know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we run into all type of shit. I mean, now, which like brings me to like when I be meeting people. It's like, you know, you meet people, you see people. Like, okay, you might see somebody come up there and pay their rent. You know,
mm-hmm.
You're like, damn, she nice looking. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, we're pretty much the gatekeepers because. The apartment complex that I work in, well, you can always say no, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you want your shit fixed, you're going to have to fuck around. And, you know, you got, like, if you're not home, let's just say you work 8 to 5. Well, that's when we're there, 8 to 5. So if your motherfucker toilet bagged up or some shit like that, and you want your toilet fixed before you get home, you gotta give me permission to come in your house.
Okay.
I'm going to go on record to say this. If you know you're not going to be home, if you know you're not going to be home, clean up the motherfucking house, people. Clean the motherfucking house up. It ain't got to be spotless, but put an effort. I mean, you didn't left them period panties on the motherfucking bathroom floor. You know what I'm saying? I got to go in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Change. I got to go in this motherfucker, unclog the toilet. You know, I already done pissed the shit all in the damn toilet. I got to try to unclog this motherfucker. Or you talking about that your tub ain't all going down. I got to try to get that. And you got your period panties laying right there. Really?
So what are you saying? That turns you off. Now she's no longer cute.
Man, no longer attractive. She's no longer attractive. I mean,
oh my goodness. Maybe she just forgot she was rushing and forgot to have her panties on the floor. She had the panties too.
Man, the whole 9 yards. Pads still in there. You know what I'm saying? the wrappers all over the floor.
Oh, wow.
Like she didn't miss the garbage can. Just bad,
oh,
man.
Oh my goodness. Well,
so my
I don't know. Maybe they don't
like
think
that.
About that.
But then they come back to you, talking about, sorry, my house was now. I was rushing. It took a couple of days to get the house that nasty. That shit didn't just happen in one day. Perfect example. Sinks. Your sink stopped up, which it happens. You know what I'm saying? It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anything gets stuck down there. But then you fuck around and got this motherfucker. I mean, you got dishes that been in there 4 or 5 days. The water's still in there for 4 or 5 days. But you want me to stick my hand in there? Not happening. I'm telling you, man, it's so many women. I'm not going to say where I work at, but there's so many women that you like. Okay. I seen one. I actually was like, damn, that's a nice-looking woman. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
She's real nice-looking. I mean, whole demeanor, carried herself perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. Had to go in that motherfucking house. Right.
Now, what was her problem?
Man, I mean, everything. It was just nasty from head to toe. I mean, from upstairs, downstairs. Because, I mean, it's like, man, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker. I used to be like, damn, she got a serious shoe fetish. Because, I mean, shoes always on point.
Man,
it's just like shoes just scrolled everywhere. Shoes, clothes, Man, and I had to go in her kids' room. I mean, I'm literally stepping on all kind of clothes and all type of shit. And it's just like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you got to sit there, and I mean, then they come to you like, hey, baby, how you doing? Oh, he can see it. He stuck up. No, motherfucker, I just been in your house.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-mm. And then, since I'm on this rant right now, I need to address the men.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you this. Now, you go downstairs, you getting ready to cook. Hey, baby, can you cook me something? You know, you ready to go cook you something. You know, I asked you to cook me something. You go downstairs, you go to turn the eye on the stove. Fire won't come out. Your dude upstairs. What do you do? Do you, A, tell your dude, like, hey, man, you know, the stove ain't working? Or do you, B, automatically call the maintenance man?
I tell my guy, I'm telling him that, you know, the stove's not working, to come check it out.
All right. So he tell you call maintenance.
Okay, then I guess I'm calling the maintenance. I need my stove fixed.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe I grew up in a different era. I grew up in an era where I learned how to.
Oh, you saying that he don't even come look at it?
Yeah, he just called maintenance.
Well, no. I mean, every person I've been with, if I tell them to look at something, they're going to look at it. Now, if you look at it and you don't know what it is, then I guess, you know, we really don't have no choice, but I expect you to come look at it if I ask you to come look
at it. At least give it an effort, right?
Yeah.
Man, do you know how many times I done walked in these motherfucking units? I mean, I'm going to give you one for example. I walked in the unit. We were doing annual inspections. I walk in the motherfucking unit. You know, I tell the female, I'm like, look, you know, I need to inspect your room, you know, make sure all your outlets is working and everything, you know, make sure your lights are working. So I walk in now. I heard her tell dude, hey, the maintenance here for inspection. That motherfucker's like, oh, all right. Do you know that motherfucker never moved? This motherfucker laying in the bed with nothing but his boxers on. Now, I walks through the door. I see a motherfucker laid there with his boxers on watching Maury. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is not happening. And I'm like, fam, you got to get up and put some clothes. I'm not working in here with you like this, dog. Oh, fam, go ahead. Go on, do what you got to do. Nah, motherfucker, you got to get up and move. Man, I'm serious. Wait a minute, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello? Caller? Caller? Oh, I guess they hung up. So, now, I got a dude sitting down. I mean, he ain't got shit on. He ain't got no socks on. Just butt-ass, nothing but boxes. Only thing stopping me from seeing his motherfucking nuts is this thin pair of boxes he got on.
Yeah, because y'all know y'all got the little hole right there in the middle where your stuff just come out.
Yo, I'm like, dude, you got to get up. Like, dog, well, you don't fucking
pretty
get
much
up.
His dick was out. Pretty much his dick was out because the boxes got the little hole right there.
Man, I felt like Tyrese on Baby Boy when he walked in and Melvin was cooking. You know that look he gave, like, oh, what the fuck? And dude, I mean, he was looking like, you know, like, damn, dog, what you getting an attitude about? Dude, you fucking naked. Fuck, I'm gonna work around a naked ass man for? Mm-mm. Lord forbid it would have been some furniture moving if his damn dick got hard. I'd have lost my fucking job. But I mean, seriously, I'm not bullshitting. I would have lost my job.
Well, I would have like she would have been trying to. She would have fought on my hope.
I don't know, shit. I'm down there fixing the outlet. Shit, I like the way you put them wires together.
What?
I mean, hold on, bro. This ain't that kind of party. But I mean, what is it, man? What is it? What is it? Why the women settling for this?
Maybe they feel like that's all they can get. I don't know. A lot of the men have been baby-fied, though.
Baby-fied.
That's what I call them, baby-fied.
Okay, all right. Explain this baby-fied to me.
They've been babied too much. A lot of
by who?
By their mothers, women in their life, you know. I mean, it's unfortunate, but, I mean, come on, let's be honest. How many households the father is not there? You know, I know there are a lot of fathers that are there, but a lot of these men are, you know, men raised by their mothers. And when you only have that mother in your life, I mean, there are mothers that are strong. I'm not saying they can't raise them. But what I'm saying is we baby our boys. You know what I'm saying? They're babies. I baby my sons. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. I cut up their food still. They would be grown men. I'm still cutting up their food.
I got a problem with that. I cannot come downstairs and he's cutting up his motherfucker. Who played is this? How old is he?
My youngest is 16. And my oldest is 20.
And they still get make their plates and cut their food up.
Yeah, I mean, my older son don't live here no more, but when he did, I would have still fixed his plate. And I still would cut up his stuff up until he left.
Man, okay, let me tell you something. I walk down the stairs, you cutting that motherfucker 20-year-old plate up. I'm like, man, you'll get your motherfucker. Man, put that. Man, you'll get that shit about it. What the fuck? Oh, no. We finna have a Jody and Melvin moment right then and there.
So, I mean, we do what mothers do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're mothers. We're not fathers. So, they're only getting that one aspect of a parent. You see what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, they look for women to take care of them.
Okay, well, I mean, but goddamn. I mean, that's kind of deep. I mean, okay, so in that aspect, if you go for it, then you really, you really can't get mad.
No, the woman can't get mad if you okay with it. If you okay with it, you don't mind. Some women, they look like the baby they men, just like they do they sons, I guess.
Man, I can't see it.
I don't know. And then I come from old school where the women took care of the men. Even though they're my sons, but I would do my guy the same. I do my guy the same way. I mean, unless he tell me not to. Now, if he tell me not to cut up his steak, then I won't. But it's just a habit. It's just a habit.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you run across. I just run across some of the craziest shit, and it's just like, wow.
It's stuff that I think they should do that I don't ask them to do. I mean,
I'm not asking them to work on cars or nothing like that. But, I mean, I don't know. They take out the garbage. They do little stuff like that. Have them wash the dishes sometimes. But, really, they don't do too much. What do they have to do? They play their video games. And they went to school and stuff like that. But other than that, they ain't do too much. So, what I mean, when they get into these relationships with women, they're not doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what they used to. They spoiled now. A lot of them spoiled. And, I mean, the ones that are not spoiled, I just still feel they all baby fat in some type of way.
Okay.
Where they
so
have a woman taking care of them, and they used to that.
Okay, so were you saying that, all right, it's cool for this motherfucker to say? Because I'm going to tell you, I get attitudes with motherfuckers. I get attitudes with any man that if I have to come in there and fix their shit, I do. I get attitudes. If I come in and if you smoking them really bad, you smoking and drinking, and I got to sit here and bust my ass up under this motherfucking sink to fix your shit. Man, fuck that. I be throwing shit. I be kicking shit. All right, fam. I ain't your motherfucker, fam. I don't even know you, motherfucker.
But you got to think about it, too. That's not their place. That is not it's not like they own that place.
Now, I understand
Some stuff, okay, pilot lights, yeah. Okay, I understand stuff like that. But I'm not going to be having them fixing no pipes and going to Menards and getting stuff like that. We don't own the place.
I understand that. I'm not asking you to put the hot water tank in. The hot water tank go out. Hey, bro, man, I tried to light the motherfucker. It won't light. All right, I got you. Let me see what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I walk in and a man sitting there, and my thing is, hey, bro, what's going on? I don't know. What you mean you don't know? What ain't working? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Come on, bro. Like one dude, I walk in the crib,
mm-hmm.
right? I get off at 5:00. I get off at 5:00. Now, certain things
mm-hmm.
that we cannot leave undone, like gas leaks. We can't leave gas
mm-hmm.
leaks undone.
Okay.
Get off at 5:00. It's 4:45, 4:50. Ticket come in. It's a gas leak.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, of course, I've been working all day. I'm pissed off. I'm tired. You know, I'm thinking like, all right, man, I'm finna go in on the old girl, whoever this is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, open the door. What's up, fam? So I just look at him for like 2 seconds. Like, what's up, dog? Yeah, man, it's over there by the stove. It's over there by the stove. I said, man, if I lift this motherfucker up and the pilot out, oh, man, you're going to have some problems. Oh, man. So I said, man, you actually bringing another man in your house to do a pilot, man? I said, man, what your woman going to think? Oh, man. Oh, fam. I could have did that. Why the fuck didn't you? And the fucked up part, I heard him as I was walking up. You call maintenance yet? You call maintenance yet? Man, come on, dude. Then the house was dirty on top of that. So you two motherfuckers been sitting in this dirty ass house smelling gas all day. Come on, now.
Okay, but think about this. Who would have taught them to light a pilot? If they don't have, and I'm not saying everybody don't have a father in the house, but if they never had a father or somebody in the house who did that type of stuff, because I know I ain't never lit no pilot, never.
You were the girl. You weren't supposed to.
So my kids, if they've never been taught that or showed that, so my son, let's say my son, I don't think he's ever had to do nothing like that. Ever. So it's like, how would he know what to do, is what I'm saying.
Man, look here. I'm going to tell you like that. I don't know, but Hey, I was 8 years old. Motherfucking hot water tank went out. My mother's like, take that brown paper, wrap it. You know how you have to twist the paper up, light it on the end, stick that motherfucker in there till that motherfucker light come on, till you see it catch a flame. Mm-hmm. And you just learned how to do it. Hell, my mama taught me how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, we was in the projects, but shit, hey, I mean, hey, we got taught that shit.
I mean, that
these
don't
motherfuckers.
I ain't never teach them nothing like that. I ain't never even wanted them to even try to light nothing. I had to keep my kids away from fire.
Oh, so you just had some fucked up kids. They were just bad as fuck. You had to keep them away from fire. Oh, see. Yeah, see, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, so I wasn't trying to have them light nothing. But, you know, but like I said, if somebody would have showed them, then, yeah, you know, that would have been cool. If somebody else would have showed them, it wasn't going to be me.
I got a message saying that, what is it? I'm fried for talking about people's dirty houses. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. If you know that your motherfucking house is nasty, don't put that ticket in that day. If you forgot to clean up, don't call from work. Oh, my motherfucking, hey, clean the house up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, them motherfuckers, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. Ladies, whoever listening, man can tell a lot from your panties. A man can tell a lot from your panties. Them panties,
oh, them
panties wasn't about the right. I didn't even move
them.
I'm gonna tell you. I had my work boots on. I stepped right on them. Fuck it. They was dirty anyway. But she didn't even notice that they got stepped on. They was dirty any fucking way. I stepped right on them.
Oh my goodness.
I stepped dead on them. I mean, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm guaranteed, because she didn't call back up there like, shit, hey, I seen footprints on my panties. And then they try to give us a bad rap all the time. Motherfuckers always want to give us a bad rap, talking about, I don't want motherfucking my house because they going to steal. Steal what? This motherfucking 13 where you got? Bitch, you ain't got nothing in here to steal.
I think they just be embarrassed. They've been embarrassed after you even came in there and saw how nasty their house is. Now they embarrassed.
So now you're going to accuse me of stealing? Because your house is nasty, you're going to accuse me of stealing. Why, motherfucker, we seen. Look here, I'm going to tell you. We seen the bitch moving the motherfucking TV out the damn door. We seen her. We looked at her. We sitting there looking at her. Move the TV. Her daddy pulled up. She put the big-ass TV in his car, then looked at us and was like, I'm locked out. Can y'all let me in? Nah, I can't let you in. And I knew she was on some bullshit. I'm like, nah, I can't let you in. Man, my boy let her in. I'd be damned if this motherfucker didn't go right back up there the next day and say, man, the maintenance man came in, left my door open, and somebody stole my TV. We looked at her, put the motherfucker in there. Man, I'm telling you, man, women are scandalous.
Yes, they are.
No, man, I'm they don't want to get mad because you don't want to talk to them. No, I wasn't wrong for talking about their house. Shit, fuck that house. Clean up. I mean, what can you say? You can't get mad at me. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know when y'all had that call? Well, I ain't saying y'all, you in particular or y'all, but, I mean, I know every female, if y'all ain't houses fucked up. I mean, y'all house not fucked up, which props to y'all. But y'all got that one friend. That one friend who house fucked up. But that's y'all girl, but y'all still go over there Nine times out of ten, she do hair real good. So y'all sit there and let the roaches crawl around and act like it ain't meth. I'm not gonna
leave.
I'm gonna tell you now.
Gotta leave our
right.
purse in the car.
Leave your purse, your jacket, all that shit in the car. I'm that maintenance man to tell on y'all. I'm the one to go back to the office. Hey, y'all need to go to that bitch house. I tell on y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I'm that motherfucker. If you ever wonder who told, man, who told baby house look like that? Me.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel like I should have to work in that type of environment. Fuck that. I'm not bullshitting. I'm a snitch.
So you ratting
yep,
them out.
I snitched on. I done snitched on your girl. Yep. I done told on your girl. Now she got to come over to your house and do your hair.
Sometimes you got to do that anyway. It depends on how nasty the house is.
I'm serious. They be like, oh, girl, they came with that pop-up inspection shit. I want no pop-up inspection. I told on you. I told on your motherfucking name. Now, some of them cool. Some of them cool. I might just like, hey, you know, you try to give them a little hint. And, you know, like, if you cool, I give you the little hint. Like, hey, you know, they probably finna do an inspection. You know, you might want to, you know, straighten up a little bit, you know, just in case they come over. But if you want them motherfuckers got an attitude because your house nasty, because I got there and to a nasty house and I don't want to work in there, and you want to get mad? I'm like Kane on Belly. I don't like this shit. I don't like that shit. Somebody gonna drop dime on this bitch. Yep. Somebody gonna drop dime on this bitch. Cause I don't like this shit. Yep. I'm the one that told. I the one that got Renee and Fifi and Lil Brenda and everybody else put out. Yep. It was me.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I did it. So what? I don't give a fuck. I'll tell again. Let your house be nasty and you talk shit to me. I'm telling. And then I'm gonna tell you. All right, why we at? I might as well give away a couple of more maintenance man secrets. Look here. If you new out there and you met one of the motherfuckers from the hood, he got another girlfriend out there. He got another one out there. I'm telling you. It's like, hey, it'd be so funny, too. Because the one, it's always that one that's swelling down. You know, he ain't fucking with nobody. Look here, this motherfucker ain't got no job. He ain't got shit to do but walk around that motherfucker all day. You think, and Before anybody texts me or say something fucked up to me, let's just do the math here. He wake up 9 o'clock. All right. He don't work. You know what I'm saying? I guess he called himself got a nickel and dime hustle. He get up, smoke his blunt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he going to put on the same clothes. That's another thing. I'm going to get to that one, too. Put on his clothes, same clothes he didn't had on for the last 3 days. Now, he leave. He gone by 10:15. He gone. He left the crib 10:15. And he don't come back home till 11 o'clock. And all he got is $15. But he out hustling. Ladies. He at the other bitch houses on the other end. I'm the maintenance man. I see him all the time.
Well, what about the women that be trying to maintenance man?
You say what?
What about the ladies that be trying to get the maintenance man? What do y'all do about that?
Bless their hearts. I mean, it depends on how they, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I mean, try to get us out. What do you mean?
I mean, get to. You know, they trying to get some or whatever. You know how that old thing, you know, when the maintenance man come, they think they be trying to get them some.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, that you have motherfuckers come to the door, T-shirt, no panties on, all that type of shit. Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm. So I said, what do y'all do?
I'm sure it varies
depending on the maintenance man, but I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, that one just might not be your type. But now, if she ain't your type and she knows she your boy type, you said, oh, hey, bro, go ahead. That's your type. And don't think it's just a young chick. Don't think it's just a young chick to try to do it.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'd be goddamn if Granny Clampett didn't come to the motherfucking door. Like, this ball, I'm not bullshitting. Titties hanging like slaves. I'm like, this, wait a minute, Lord. She didn't have, wait a minute. This is her idea of sexy. I knocked on the door, and I'm pretty fucking sure that she was dressed before she opened that door. And she was like, who is it? And I'm like, Nathan. And then, you know, it took a little while. I'm like, okay, she right there. She in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, what the hell taking so long to open the door? 1 second. This motherfucker opens this door. Now, take it, man. I'm going to give her 63-64, a rough 63-64.
Okay.
I'm talking about life was rough. I mean, life had been hard on her, like I said.
Okay.
Now, you know, I guess she don't know what Victoria's Secret is. That's a little bit, you know, she too old for Victoria's Secret. So
okay.
I guess she thought this was going to be sexy. So remember the slip that your grandmama used to put on up under her dress before she went to church?
Yes.
Yeah, she came to the door with one of them. Nothing but a slip on. I'm like, oh.
Just sitting up over her titties.
No, Lord, you know, it barely reached. I mean, titties hanging like slaves, like I said, and you could just, I'm like, oh, Lord.
So you could see, I'm sure you could see straight through it.
Right. Now, like I said,
yeah.
she's a hard 63. I mean, life done beat her ass.
So what you say?
Man, your tub stopped up? Yeah. Come on in. I'm like, Lord help me, please, Lord.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, please, God, don't. So I go in there. I go straight to the bathroom. You know, I'm trying to put a barrier between us, a barrier of tools.
Uh-huh.
So, I didn't pull out tools that I didn't even need. Pipe wrenches, screwdriver. I'm trying to put a minefield between us so she won't even walk in.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting like I'm straddled the tub because I'm trying to get the motherfucking, you know, I'm trying to get it unclogged. And here come Granny Clampett. Is it out yet? How the fuck did you get past all these tools without cutting your feet? Well, now I look down at them motherfucking feet. Ain't nothing but corn calluses and knuckles. Shit. She can walk through motherfucking hot coal and wouldn't have bothered her. And had the nerve to bend over, like, right on my shoulder. I'm like, if these old titties touch me, I'm going to die. I'm going to die if these old titties touch me.
You need somebody to do that.
I'm like, oh, man. I'm saying, you would, and I'm sitting there like, lady, like you old enough to be shit. You old enough to be my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and I was so she left back out. Next thing you know, she got the makeup on. She done went and got the Mary Kay on. I ain't going to even call her shit Mary Kay. I'm going to say she wouldn't got the Maybelline. The old school Maybelline. Not the new shit.
She probably like, the naked ain't working.
Right.
I got to loosen up shit.
Yeah. With a Charlie's perfume on. I'm like, not the Charlie's.
Oh,
God.
recommended.
Oh,
like, oh my God. Man, that was, you know, she's like, well, I was getting ready to leave, so I'm just getting myself together. All right, you do that. Just stay your ass in that room. Man, I ain't never fixed the tub so fast in my life. I was out of there. So it ain't just the young ones, man. It's them old ones too. And I don't think we got a maintenance man old enough to go over there and knock it off. And again, who knows? All right, we got people on the line listening. If you're going to chime in, don't. If y'all think I'm wrong for saying whatever I'm saying, I don't care. But y'all can press 1 and chime in. Feel free to chime in because, hey, I'm just saying, the life of a maintenance man is hard. You know what I'm saying? We got to go through. We got to endure some shit. I don't know why people don't think we got to, but we really do. Like I say, you got this motherfucker. And then, like I say, then you got the motherfucker, and then you got the, you got the anybody that know me know that I'm not no prejudice to none type person, you know. I think I can find the inner beauty in anybody. But it's some of them that you just like, oh my God, no, I just can't. And it's like them the ones, I mean, come to the door, they half naked. Ladies, if you know you got that little pouch right there, you know, just let the shirt hang over the pouch so we can't see that right away. That's all I'm saying. Let the shirt hang over the pouch.
Oh my goodness!
Man, I'm telling you. See, motherfuckers be like, "Our maintenance man, the biggest hoes." No, we not. No, we not. Cause we see how you live. We see how you live. We see through your soul. We see your house. So if your house is all fucked up, you cannot get mad at me. Man, I didn't have motherfuckers tell me that I done stole a cereal.
Oh my goodness. That's ridiculous.
I don't even need Fruity Loops. They weren't Fruit Loops, they were Fruity Loops. They weren't in the box, they was the ones that come in the bag. I don't need that shit. The Aldi's.
No. I know they still sold them.
My mother told me I stole their cereal. I'm like, hey, are you serious? I stole your cereal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there'd be a bunch of other stuff that go on out there.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all have to help with fights and stuff like that?
With fights?
People shooting and stuff.
Man, look here. These motherfuckers call us for everything. These motherfuckers call for everything. A fight, breakout, maintenance. What the fuck am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Guess they want y'all to break it up, intervene.
Man, I seen one fight. I mean, I don't, let me go on record to say it. I'm not an advocate of men hitting women. I don't, you know, that ain't my thing. But, man, I don't agree, but I do understand. Man, you cannot, when you see a man literally trying to walk away, hey, man, let me just go on and leave, and you study your bitch-ass motherfucker and your mama a bitch, too. Oh, man, what you think this man finna do to you? Then you want to come smacking on him. You smack him, then when he pop your ass back first, then, oh, he hit me. He hit me. Well, what the fuck you thought was finna happen? You seen him walking up to you? Yeah, you see some shit. You every now and then you do see some fun shit. I mean, you know, I was in a situation where my boss, and this is totally my boss's fault, he sent me to what he thought was a vacant unit.
Uh-huh.
He's like, hey man, I need you to go in there and see if the refrigerator, how the refrigerator and stove look. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, which one is it? C or D? He said, it's D. I said, you sure it's D? He said, yeah. I said, D as in dogs. He said, yes, D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm thinking it's a vacant unit, so I walk in. Oh, my God. Oh, boy, was giving his girl the business right on the couch. He was pounding her. Man, he jump up. Oh, fam, what's going on? I'm like, you know, I'm caught like a deer in the head. Like, me and her stuff. We both just looking. I'm looking at her. She looking at me. I'm like, he done jumped up and ran. He grabbed his dick. He done ran her on the side. I said, man, I never took my eyes off of her.
And he just going to leave her there butt naked.
Butt, booty, ass naked. He said, I said, man, y'all ain't supposed to be here, man. What you doing? He said, fam, I just paid rent the other day. What you talking about? I said, all right, man, let me close the door. I closed the door. I called my boss, like, hey, man, it's somebody. And he going to say, oh, my bad, I meant C. To this day, I mean, every time I see old girl, I be like, hey, how you doing? She speak with her head down, hey. Like, I just hate even looking in his face. I apologize. I did go back in the pod. When I seen him, I apologize. And dude was like, oh, man, you know, I know it was a mistake. You know, I know you ain't mean to do no shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, man, it was an honest mistake, man. I'm pro. And, you know, of course, we do. So he was like, yeah, I was nailing that ass. Wow, fuck the shit out of him. I'm like, yeah, you had me better, bro. I get you down. You pounded it pretty good. So, but when I see her, I just be like, hi, how you doing?
Have you ever walked into, like, orgies or anything like that going on?
Not so much an orgy, but I think my biggest thing is the studs. I'm like, okay, I guess you forgot you got titties, huh? Them motherfuckers walk around they walk around no shirt on like we do. I seen one just tatted the fuck up. I'm like, man, damn, is this some titties there? I mean, goddamn, man, so many tattoos. You couldn't tell them some titties there. I'm like, okay, alright. Man, it was crazy. It was just like, I'm like, damn. But I can't say that I ran into an orgy. But like I said, them studs be a motherfucker. Yeah, all right, fam. Yeah, that's what's up. But you know the crazy part is that the stud, she'll try to fix the shit quicker than a man would. So.
You got me over your choke.
I'm just saying, I'm not bullshitting the stud. Man, where do all these studs come up with these pair of pliers from? They keep a pair of pliers. I'm not bullshitting. Yeah, instead of come to the door with the pliers. Yeah, hey man, shit, I was twisting that motherfucker. Well, it's a screw. You got to unscrew it. You can't just twist it. Well, I have a plier. So, all right, motherfucker, sit your ass down, little fella. What? I'm serious. A stud would have them. I don't know where the hell them stud. Any studs on here, tell me. Let me know, where the hell do y'all get them pliers from? Because they keep a pair of pliers. I don't think they know how to use them, but they keep a pair of pliers on them. I mean, I'm dead serious, I'm dead serious. They keep a pair of pliers. It'll call for a Phillips screwdriver. They trying to twist it off with some pliers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so serious.
Well, at least they tried.
Dad, I give them credit because at least they tried. These motherfucking dudes don't even try.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. You know, it's... man, I don't know. Hey, life of a maintenance man. See, that's what I tell y'all. Shit, it's hard. But hey, for everybody that's listening, check us out, man. We got our website up and running. We got SinCityRadioShow.com up and going. You know how we do it. Hey, sign up. You know, you want to get in the private rooms, just, hit me up. Let me know. I'll put you in the private room. Y'all can create your own groups. You do whatever you want to on that. I mean, trust me. We have some fun up on that motherfucker. But you know what? We're going to slow it down. We're going to hit some old school. We're going to hit an old school song on them. We'll be right back, y'all.
What you need to do right now is keep it real. I know you.
here, let me do the things I do. In my bedroom, I'm gonna love you down just like a play you would. Then turn you on my superstar, make you feel real good. I wonder if this feeling like love.
The life, what's happening?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, driving.
Oh man, you know I was just giving them the life of a maintenance man, how bad it was.
Oh,
wow, man, I'm just saying, man, you know, the ordeal that we have. I mean, you live in a house or apartment?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, what'd you say?
I said you live in a house or apartment?
Apartment.
Okay, perfect. Perfect person to ask the question to.
My word.
Now, you ain't got to be like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you know that, if you know, like, just say your tub stop up, now you go to work, but you know you want the maintenance man to come in there and fix your tub while you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you clean the house up before you leave?
Yeah. Why
so
not?
I mean, if you,
why not?
Because, I mean, you say what now?
Why not? I mean, well, it's clean on its own on a regular, but
you gonna make sure, you know? you gonna make sure the panties ain't laying right there on the floor, right in the bathroom.
I mean, it depends on who my maintenance man is. You know, I might leave a pair of drawers. You know, I don't know.
Well, they ain't going to be the period panties, are they?
No, it might be, you know, a little lacy thong or something, you know.
Okay, see, now I can deal with that. I can deal, especially if you're a nice-looking woman and you got, then I'm okay, maybe she left that for me just, you know, just give me a little enticement.
But yeah, if you take the souvenir, then I know you're interested and call you over late night.
No, I can't take them now and then. That motherfucker been stealing panties.
Man, let's be, look here. They done stole worse things.
Oh, see, here we go. Maintenance man.
I mean, I'm just saying. So, no, they're not all thieves, but however, some of them are. And I mean, I don't know too many women who were really just miss a pair of panties. I mean, got quite a few of them, unless they were intentionally left out.
Okay, so now what you're saying is that if the maintenance man, like you like, okay, you call the maintenance man, you know that this certain maintenance man is coming over, and you like, well, I'm gonna leave these little pretty panties laying right here.
And I hang them on the little handle of the toilet. I'm, you know, kind of hang them on, you know, like little hanger.
Okay, now and he take them. That's a plus if he take them.
It's a little creepy, but yeah.
Wow.
I got some weird fetishes and plays that I be having in my head, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Now Janine, you leave your panties there, you take them. Is that a,
is that a turn on, or you think the motherfucker crazy?
That made the man better not ever walk in my house. So better not.
Well, no, but you intentionally left these for him.
I didn't intentionally leave for him to take my panties with him.
You just wanted him to sniff them a little bit?
I mean, now me, it depends on what. Okay, so if he had to go into the bathroom, maybe I wouldn't have left them on the handle for him to take. I don't know. I wouldn't have did that no way. I don't know. I just wouldn't have did that. I ain't never had no interest in the maintenance man, even if he was cute.
Now, I got to play like Father Time. What do you mean? What's wrong with the maintenance man?
I don't know, because I'm, poof, Lord, Jesus. Them and the cable man. I had some nice cable men. Oh, my God.
I just ain't been interested. Now, I've had the cable man come on to me and stuff like that. I just don't be interested. I don't know what it is. Maybe in that aspect, I feel like they should be professional. And maybe outside of work, you could try possibly. But I don't know. When you're supposed to be doing your job and stuff like that, I just don't feel like you should be trying to holler at me. You know, do your job. I got stuff to do. Come to me after the fact.
Oh, see, I see your kind. You old snob.
Yeah, she ain't friendly at all. She ain't offering no glass of water, no lemonade, no nothing.
We got a name for you in the maintenance world.
You just
yeah,
speak.
We got a name for you in the maintenance world.
What
address you got? Oh, we got 4127. Oh, that's the old bougie bitch.
That potato. That's that potato wedge. That bougie wedge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She wanna act. No, she a low key curly fryer. She wanna act like a potato wedge. Anyway, can you please just fix that? Oh, okay.
It's always the undercover hoes, though. I promise you, it is. Like, we don't see the men coming in and out your door. It's always them. I swear it is.
Oh, he better. The motherfucker. Okay, I got to ask. Okay, ladies, y'all, maybe y'all can help me out. You got to do. Nah. He ain't working. I mean, I guess he called himself hustling. This motherfucker got the same clothes on for a week straight. Sometimes even longer. Now, you got to lay up with this motherfucker. Now, because I'm going to tell you like this. I done walked past these couple of these motherfuckers. I'm like, God damn, nigga, you musty than a motherfucker. But I know he done got out your bed. So now my head is like, you fucking this stinking ass nigga. So that turns me off about you, too. Why do you ladies deal with shit like that?
I'm going to dump a bucket of water on you. Yeah, man, don't be my best thinking. I don't even like for you to put your dirty feet on my bed.
Which is understandable. I'm just trying to figure out, like, man, I mean, this motherfucker... I mean, I didn't walk past motherfucker, and you know, we're in a day and age where motherfucking grown ass men still sagging. Like, you know, and I'm not trying to look at you, but I mean, I gotta look at your ass because your damn pants ain't that. Nigga, you done had these same drawers on for a whole week.
They trifling.
Right now, you got some motherfuckers right now still got their Labor Day outfit on.
Damn.
No, I didn't say Thanksgiving. I said Labor Day. It's like, damn, man, take that Labor Day outfit off. When was the last time you washed that motherfucker? I washed it. The color going to fade. Motherfucker, that motherfucker standing up. That motherfucker probably can stand up by itself right now. I'm not bullshit. Mm-hmm. But I mean, okay, I know, like I said, I know everybody got that one friend that didn't have one of them. I mean, what do y'all? What do you tell your friend?
Get her trifling ass man together.
Really? Oh, wait, man. Hold on. Here go my man. He gonna set it straight. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up?
I'm about to say, if you call here playing some motherfucking music, I'm gonna hurt you.
Nah.
What was that last week, man? What was up with the music last week?
Well, I ain't playing no music.
Dude, you kept pressing. You know what? Don't worry about it. What's happening? What you want to holler at me about, Mike?
I mean, you talking about musty people. I used to work with people that's musty. Came to work stinking. I agree. Everything was Zach. I agree.
I mean, it's just the whole fact that, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how do the ladies put up with it? I mean, you know, just like this motherfucker. Right. And then
clearly
the
they
year,
ain't about the right.
Him.
So you mean how they put up with it? If they nasty, they nasty. Shit.
I mean, my thing is that I done work with people, you know what I'm saying, who done been stinking for like 2 years. Don't put on deodorant, no nothing.
Do they got girlfriends?
Nope.
Oh, well, there you go. Hell, you just, I see why.
I could not sit in no woman's house smelling. No, that's a turnoff.
Some women find it attractive.
No way. Mm-mm. Not me.
Okay. Now, while I'm on it, I got to ask another question. Ladies, now, Janine, I know that you're not, I've asked this question before, and I know that you're not into the gold grills and all that. I know you don't like that.
No.
But now, I ain't tripping. I ain't gonna lie. Some motherfuckers, I be like, damn, that you know, motherfucker got a nice grill. But the motherfuckers that got these permanent goals that just didn't take care of them. How do y'all deal with them?
Y'all was making me throw up in my mouth.
Delightful. You like to go over here?
I got a visual picture. Oh, goodness.
Now, when the hell Delightful goes? She always disappears. Well, anyway.
If your teeth was messed up already, I don't even know why would you get, if you're not taking care of your teeth, why would you get those grills on there anyway? If you know you don't have good hygiene when it comes to your teeth, why get that on there and then not take care of that? Then you gonna put grills on your dentures?
I'm just trying to figure out who's putting their mouth on.
The product we don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, I'm like, okay. I mean, I seen one motherfucker. I'm like, damn, is that gold in his mouth? I'm like, damn, that shit just look. I mean, look. You know, it looked like that pot that old gold copper pot that your grandma had that was in the cabinet that her grandmama gave to her. How tarnished it looked. Everybody's grandma had that one gold pot. Well, that's what the day nigga grill looked like. And it's like, damn. So nobody does the grill thing, right? We all in agreement.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
I'm going to get me a gold grill next week.
Go ahead.
We all hit. I don't even know how the fuck they even talk with them. It would probably irritate me. It would irritate the hell out of me. Like, God damn it, I can't even get my words out.
Oh, that would just look horrible. Some women like guys with all that gold in their mouth.
Half that shit ain't even real.
Yeah, you got a point on that.
I hope that ain't what they going about or looking for.
But yeah, for my musty people, I still work with them. I mean, I agree with you, Zach, man. If you can't keep your hygiene up, there's a problem.
So, I mean, so if y'all, so Mike, I mean, let me ask you, you've been listening, right?
Yeah.
If you, you go in the house and you see that the house is nasty, what's your first thought?
They ain't cleaned their house up.
Oh, Lord.
That's what? It's too, hey, we almost over.
And number two, I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell.
You going to tell who?
Shit, I'm like this here, man. If I'm coming to a woman's crib doing some inspection and the house ain't been clean and she start clowning, it's going to be a problem.
So you, oh, okay. Well, I'm with
you. Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, Mike.
I mean, really, you know, it makes kind of sense, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, you can have rats, mice, and stuff in your apartment. Hell no. Nah. Not me, no.
No, not Big Mike.
I know one day I was at work and this one African guy, he was trying to get with this one Mexican lady. He was musty real bad and his teeth was just so red. Do you know she told him, you not getting my phone number? Because he was trying to get a number. She told him no.
I would hope so.
I don't know, man. I ain't about to be around no woman. That's a turn off.
What's your house look like?
Huh?
What's your house look like?
I got an apartment.
Mama, keep it clean.
Okay, what's your apartment look like? I mean, is it nice and tidy? Is it organized or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If she wasn't acting up, you would tell her, Big Mike, if she wasn't acting up, she would have got a chance to see it.
Really? Nah, that's how we going to play that, though? That's where we going to go with that?
No,
that's what's up.
No, no.
That's what's up. That's
no,
what's up.
Sure.
Wait,
no,
wait for
no,
it.
No, I got wait. A strict landlord.
That's the problem.
Wait, did he say he had
a... I'm done.
No, I mean, real time. No. My landlord do stays on the premises. I got two of them that stays on the premises.
And you can't have company at your own home?
Well, the problem is that we got IPD on our premises too, on top of it. So
again, you can't have company at your house that you pay rent at.
Shit, you could say shit. Not really.
I'm a little confused.
And he don't want none of you criminals over his house.
I mean, Ivy told my, see, the apartments I stay in, you know what I mean, my landlords is real fucking strict. I mean, real strict.
What's the name of the apartments you stay in?
Forest Ridge.
Forest Ridge. Those ain't, okay.
I'm surprised he told you, actually. I ain't going to even lie. I thought he was going to be like, that ain't your business.
I did, too. So when he said it, I just rolled with it. But all right. But, yeah, you don't need to stay nowhere where you pay hundreds of dollars to have a peace of mind and to do what you want to do at, and you can't have company. Something ain't right with that. I'm just saying, you might want to renegotiate your contract.
Shit, I tried that. My landlord told me I can't break my contract.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that landlord done everything, don't he?
Hell yeah. I got time for this bullshit, Michael.
Ooh, I will not be looking into Forest Ridge.
Oh, my goodness.
So Mike, is it like a big apartment complex, or is it just like is it townhouses? What is it?
We got like one bedroom, and we got townhomes and shit. You know what I'm saying? But let the truth be known, don't move over there.
Is okay. Wait a minute. I just got a question because is that like in the St. Vincent's area or is that like in the Eagle Creek area? Which one did I get?
Nah, it's over here. It's over here in Washington Township.
So in the Eagle Creek area. Okay. Okay.
Nope.
I know what you're talking about.
No, it's St. Vincent.
True. I stay over here near Hamilton County.
Okay. Well, we know not to move there because I don't do well with authority.
And see, now only that, you know what I'm saying? My landlord was telling me when I first moved over there, he was like, you cannot be late with your rent because if you is late, you will get docked $25 each day. Yeah. And now only that, he was like, you have to be on time with your rent. If not, you got 5 days and shit, you know what I'm saying, to have your to pay all the late fees. After that,
okay, but
I got to go to court.
Mike.
Wait a minute. So, I mean,
Mike.
you ain't. Go ahead.
No, nah, what
Mike,
I'm saying
what
is.
Hold on, Mike, I got to ask you something. What that got to do with you getting some pussy?
Nah,
man.
Man,
that was my question. How you put the words right out my mouth?
Nah, I don't bring nobody over there, man.
You haven't blessed your own home.
Huh?
You have not blessed your own home.
Yep.
Lord have
so, mercy. Hold on, Mike. I got to ask this. You ain't got
what
no pussy in your crib yet?
Hell no, I don't bring nobody over.
Wow.
Hell nah.
Lord.
I mean, I'm moving anyway. My lease is up in March because, I haven't been over there, but I had some of my neighbors was telling me it's been a lot of shit been happening over there in Forest Ridge, so.
Well, you make sure when you move in March, you make sure you're allowed to have company, and you make sure you bless your home, okay? That is on the first priority list.
Mike, how long you been staying there? Can I ask how long you been staying there?
Shit, like 2 years.
Ah, damn.
Mike, you ain't fucked nobody in that house in 2 years?
Hell nah.
Oh.
He ain't got the bachelor pad.
I wish I could, but see, I got, she like I said, I got some nosy landlords.
I mean, but where in your contract does it stipulate that you can't have company? So, I mean, your mama can't come visit?
I mean, yeah, mama, yeah, oh, yeah. But, like, you constantly having traffic in and out, you know what I'm saying? My landlord, they going to consider that a problem.
I don't know. I think you should have some traffic in and out your apartment and let them have a problem with it and take that to court. I'm just saying. I ain't signed no contract to tell me I can't have no company.
I'm cool.
You can own Forest Ridge. You can change the game.
I mean, I wish I could break my contract, but too late for that.
Lord.
I had no pussy in 2 years. This is a bullshit.
Well,
okay,
that about wraps that up.
This has been a very interesting show. I said, this has been a very interesting show. I found out that you came. What's the name of them apartments again?
Forest Ridge.
Forest Bridge. We want to send a fuck you out to Forest Bridge because y'all won't let Big Mike get no pussy in there. He's been he's been on time for 2 years. And what's the landlord name, Mike? I say fuck him. What's his name?
He ain't even worth talking to.
All right, well, whoever Mike's landlord is, he want to say fuck you because you ain't let him get no pussy in 2 years. 2 years. And he pays his rent on time for 2 years, and he can't get no pussy. Man, this is some bullshit. I'm pissed off for you, Mike. All right, y'all. We gotta get ready.
But wait. But you have got. You done went over their house and got some in 2 years, right?
Shit, like I told you, I ain't brought nobody over to my apartment.
No. But you done went. You done went to a female house within those 2 years, and you know.
No.
All right. I thought I was doing bad. Whew.
Okay. Okay. We gotta get that out of here. Janine, you got your last words for us.
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody, and I will be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Big Mike, any last words before we get up out of here?
Same time tomorrow.
That's what's up.
And he ain't fucking with them criminals.
Right.
I was late, but I will be on time tomorrow. And I am officially house hunting, so I know not to go towards Hamilton County until tomorrow.
That's what's happening, y'all. All right, I'd like to thank everybody to call and listen in via internet, call in, listen on the show. Y'all know how we do it, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up, get on there, let's have some fun. All right, y'all, we out this bitch. Till tomorrow. Peace.
Hey, sore throat. Check out our over-the-counter medications, like pain relievers, cold and cough.